get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
I'm going to tell on myself here, Tim, because it's funny. We just did three claps, and you may have seen some of them because I forgot to hit the record button. I'm just glad I forgot to hit at the beginning instead of the end. Today, we're going to talk about whether or not you need to use the WordPress menu system. Now, what is the WordPress menu system? Tim's going to do most of the talking today, so I'm going to kind of try to tackle what is the WordPress menu system, Tim? So the menu system is the navigation to your website. A lot of times you'll come to a website and you'll see maybe one, you know, stream of navigations where it's homepage, about page, but you may come to a website that has multiple menus, one in the header, one in the footer. You may have one, a secondary navigation menu in the header as well. And there's a menu system in the back of WordPress that allows you to control and manage all of those. And Tim's going to tell us whether or not you need to use those things. Go.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, as David mentioned, you have the menus on your website, and they typically tie into the WordPress menu system on the back end. And so back in the day, right, before page builders and theme builders and stuff like that, a WordPress header was hard-coded in your theme, and you might have some theme settings that would let you change the colors and you know, the different options or whatever. And then it would hook into the WordPress menu system for you to customize the pages and the order of the links and stuff like that. However, nowadays, we have page builders with theme builders that let you customize your header and build the header from scratch using the drag-and-drop page builder. So if you think about it, you don't really need to use a WordPress menu system because you're already right there. The reason why the WordPress menu system exists is so that you can dynamically edit the links without having to touch code. But with the page builder and a header builder, you're not touching code, you're touching the page builder. And so you don't necessarily need to add a WordPress menu because you can just add the links yourself. Now, if you have a site with multiple menus, like David mentioned at the beginning, where you have a menu up here and then you have a menu in the footer, and it's essentially the same menu, and you don't want to have to manually update multiple places and stuff, okay, well, then yeah, use a WordPress menu system. But the only thing that you're really gaining with using the WordPress menu system is going to another place to then edit the link. So you build your header and then you have to go somewhere else to actually say what you want in the header, what we want in the menu. And so it almost, because it was something that was designed to make things easier, when you're building a custom header, it makes it harder because now you have to go multiple places. You have to add the menu here and then you have to go back around and add the links in the menu over here. So it's kind of a convoluted system when you think about it in regards to how we build our headers today when we're using page builders and that sort of thing. So I hope that makes sense. Basically, if you were building a custom header using a page builder, theme builder, header builder, whatever you want to call it, you don't really need to use a WordPress menu system. You can just add the links that you want right there in the header without having to go in and add a WordPress menu and then edit the WordPress menus in a different location. So you're not gaining anything by doing it. Some people think that, oh, it needs to be a WordPress menu for the search engine to be able to index it. No, it doesn't. The search engines don't care. Yeah. The search engine just sees a list of links, you know, and most of the time it's their list items, right? So the HTML. So if you really wanted to, you know, do it the same way, just make it bullet points in your header. So anyways, that's my long rant. It's funny because I have a mega menu plugin for Divi. And so many people will say, oh, well, it's not using the WordPress menu system. It's like, well, you can, you're just going to make it harder on yourself. You don't need to use WordPress menu system.
Yeah. I think, you know, back when we started WordPress, you definitely used the menu system and stuff, but the majority of users these days are using page builders. They're not using themes like they used to, one-off themes and stuff. The majority of the users of WordPress on the internet, which consists of about 43% now, I think, are do-it-yourselfers. They're not pro developers. You know, they're people that are managing and building their own website, whether it's for their hobby or their small business, and they don't have a web development company that they've hired that's working for them. So I would venture to say that the majority of people and users using are fall into that group, Tim, that you know, they're using a page builder that has, you know, a theme builder and a header builder, and you probably do not need to use the menu system anymore. So you heard it here first, and if you want to argue it, come on, leave it in the comments. Let us know.
I will add one more point, that if you are building a website for clients and you want to give clients the ability to customize the menu without breaking your design, giving them access to the theme builder and all of that, well then yeah, you should definitely use a WordPress menu system. But other cases, I don't think it's necessary these days when you're using a page builder to build your header.
Awesome. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to back up your WordPress website. Super, very, insanely important, backing up your WordPress website. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.